let's go ahead and punch them up. And good morning. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fantastic. I do believe this is Becky. And
it is Becky. It sure is.
And she is with the Coffeeville Friends for Animals. And it is a beautiful day out there, is it not?
It is.
All right. Well,
Becky. It really is. Had absolutely no complaints this morning.
Absolutely.
Cool. Had a cup of coffee sitting outside on the deck and just thanking my lucky stars for my wonderful life. So how's that? You can't get more optimistic than that.
Absolutely. And the other great thing, it's Friday Eve.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
We're almost to the weekend. So
lots of football. This is a fun time of
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Football mania. So, okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, we bring you on every week to talk about all the great animals that are in your facility. So go ahead and let us know who you have.
Well, I always like to start off with success stories, and that's a good way to start because, you know, it's anytime you get an adoption, of course, it's a wonderful situation. But sometimes when we have our friends with us for longer than we'd like to have and they get adopted, it makes it even that much more special. And I have been speaking about two dogs for some time now that are fantastic dogs but hadn't found the right family. Well, I am pleased to report that Fetch, she was our 2 to 3 year old female blue tick hound that was such a sweet, sweet girl at the shelter. I'm so sorry. She got adopted this week. And then our other special friend that we'd had for a while that we knew just was just a super, super dog was Juno. And Juno was the Brittany Spaniel, about a 10-month-old male, beautiful dog. He was adopted this last week. So I'm doing my happy dance because whenever we see these really, really special dogs that just haven't found the right situation and they do, it's just a wonderful thing. So anyway, those are my two celebration adoptions this week. And
that is fantastic.
I'll have more to speak about. But, they were both such wonderful dogs. And, you know, we don't always know why they end up with us, but it doesn't matter because now their life is going to be wonderful because they have a loving family.
Absolutely. So, and I'm excited for them as well. So
yes. And so I also want to talk about October the 5th. And I do believe that's also Dalton Day's weekend. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I kind of think that's the same weekend as Dalton Days. And Candy Westbrook talked about this the other day on CNN, that the shelter, we're going to have what we're going to call a shelter day, because we know there's going to be a lot of people out and about that day and in town. And we're hoping to draw some people out to the shelter. So we're going to have a shelter day. We're going to have tours that you can come and just tour the shelter, look at the animals. You don't have to adopt. There's no pressure. We just come out and see what we have available. We're going to have some specials on adoption, so maybe help that family get started with the right pet. We're going to have refreshments. We're going to have some hot dogs and chips and water and that kind of thing. But we're also having entertainment. And it is Pat Robinson. And he does a karaoke act, a session. And he's very popular in our area, very good. And he's agreed to come out at 11 o'clock that morning and just sit up and just sing. And so bring your lawn chairs and come out and just kind of spend some time with us that day. We'd really love to see a big crowd come out. So that's coming up on the 5th of October. And like I said, come see the shelter. Good day to come out. We'll have it all spruced up. It'll be all cleaned up that day. All right, so I'm going to start with the big dogs. And we have a few big ones. We're pleased because we've had adoptions are up, so our population is down, and that's always a good thing. We've got Boss. He's a hound dog. He's mostly white with tan brown markings from here and there. He's about 7-month-old male. We have Brody, blue heeler. It's a male. He's a year and a half old. He's super sweet. As we all know, blue heelers are very intelligent dogs, so he would need an owner that understands because they are so smart. Sometimes they're a little bit more difficult to train, so you've got to know the breed pretty well. Rosebud is still with us. She's one of the gals that came in. Her sibling was adopted, and beautiful dog. It was white, but now we still have Rosebud, and Rosebud is a calico Catahoula markings on her face with some cocoa brown around her on her body. Very pretty, very unusually marked. We have Audie and Bandit. They came in together. They're terrier mixes. They're both black and white. The female has light blue eyes, and the male has the gorgeous rat terrier markings, both of them to be about 3 years old. Good dogs. Lucy, she's probably our pet of the week. Lucy's been with us for a while, and she's so super sweet. We just want, again, someone's going to find her and make connection with those eyes of hers. She is a very sweet lab mix, black in color with white on her chest. She'd be about 6 months old. She's young, but she's not, you know, a tiny puppy, but she's still that puppy age where you can train her, and she's got lots of energy to play, make a super family pet. We have Macy, who is a female. She is also a black lab mix, but she's older. She's 3 years old, and she, again, a good, good dog. And our last large dog is Lady. Lady is a hound dog with gorgeous blue tip markings and dark circles around her ears, brown in color, very pretty dog. And those hound dogs are gorgeous dogs. So if someone is looking for a little hound dog or a big hound dog, come see Lady. In our small dogs, we've got some puppies available now, and there's four of them that came in. We're estimating their ages to be, you know, just like the 12-week up to about four months. So they are now ready for adoption. Can't really tell you what breed they are, the size, but they're all colors. They're just cute as they can be, and the best way to come pick out a puppy is just to come out and watch that litter, observe them, and one of them will make a connection with you and come running to you, and That's your guy. So we have puppies now. We have our small dogs. We still have Dorothy and Blanche. They are little terrier mixes, black with some white markings on their head. And they're about 2 months old. They will stay to be small dogs. Denali is a very sweet 5 month old pup. She's a terrier lab mix, black with a touch of white on her chest. Spanx is about 2 to 3 month old puppy. Very laid back. He's black and brown, very good natured. Dallas is a terrier mix, brown and tan in color, very sweet, sweet girl. And Brick is a tan male, 4 months old, loves to play and loves lots of attention. That's the small dogs that are available. I asked Brad to count how many kittens that we now have available. We have between 15 and 20 kittens. So we are ready to downsize our kitten population, so we're sure hoping people will come out and get these kittens to some nice homes. You can't go wrong. If you've got 15 or 20 kittens, I think you can find a match. What do you think?
Absolutely. I love cats. I love dogs too, because I had a dog when I was growing up. I had a beagle when I was growing up. Sweetest dog. Loved him to death. Unfortunately, he got hit by a car when he got out overnight, which made me very, very sad as a child. But then one day we just had a cat kind of roam up to our house. So it was just kind of a stray cat. We just took her in. And ever since then, I've been just really a big cat person. Love cats. And I'm definitely a cat person.
And that's kind of the way it works sometimes. And as you said, they choose you. A lot of times, yep, that's how the best adoptions are, is that they choose you. So as I said, if we've got 15 to 20 kittens and someone is looking to add a kitten to their household, I'm pretty sure we can fill the bill for you. A little bit older kittens that we have is Smokey. He's an 8 month old male. He's gray in color. He's very pretty. Ripley is a female calico kitten, and she's been with us. We have Bite. Bite's a little guy, I said, that came in. He's got a little spot on his lip from an injury, but he's healed, and he's ready to go home with someone. Felix, black and white, tuxedo kitten. He's probably about 9 weeks old now. Dodge, this little guy, he fell off the back of a pickup truck, and a gentleman saw it happen and brought him out. We don't know if maybe, you know, it's sad to say, but sometimes you take off if you live out in the country, and the cat has been on your truck and you don't know it, and then tragedies happen. But this little guy, he's healthy, he's fine, and he needs another chance. Dodge was his name. And as I said, we've got lots of kittens to come out, and they're ready for adoption. I asked Brad if there are any wants or needs. People are always kind of wanting to bring something out that we truly need, and we are running very low on wet dog food, and that doesn't happen to us very often. But at this time, we are... would sure love to have some wet dog food donated. And dog treats, that's just a given. We always, always will take dog treats. We love that for our dogs. And then our cleaning, the bleach and the Dawn that we go through, is always a welcome thing to have. And kind of remind people, you know, tick and flea season is still going strong with this hot, hot weather we're having, and a good solution, shampoo solution to make at home for your dog is the Dawn detergent with white vinegar and then a little salt, and mix that all and give them a good bath with that, and that will kill the fleas and really kind of helps. And it's affordable. You know, sometimes you go out and buy this fancy shampoo. It can be pricey. So there's a good home remedy for you that will help with the flea season. And another thing that's happened is we have a deep freezer that we have at our shelter, and it is starting to show us signs that it's not doing its job. And the purpose of this freezer is we also have a service for cremation, and it's a nice service that we can do for people. And so therefore is why the freezer is a necessity for us. And if anyone's got a freezer that they would like to sell, give Brad a call out at the animal shelter and visit with Brad about it. And our phone number is 620-252-6060. We're there every afternoon from 1 to 4, and we are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant on your way to South Coffeyville. It's a paved county road to us. So come out and visit with us. It's going to be a nice weekend, I'm hoping the rain doesn't disturb too many plans of people, but we're always happy to have people come out and visit with us.
Absolutely. So get down there to the animal shelter, and plenty of animals down there, loving animals. I like you said, they choose you. And if you could go ahead, and if somebody's just now tuning in, can you go ahead and one more time and give us the details of Shelter Day that will be happening on October 5th, I do believe.
Oh, yes. Okay, October the 5th, we are going to have Shelter Day, and it's just an open house type of situation for people to come out and take tours of the shelter. We are also going to have some refreshments available if they want to hang around, because Pat Robinson will be there with his karaoke, and that will be starting at 11, and you can come out before that, but Pat will be there at 11, and we're going to, as I said, some refreshments, hot dogs, chips, that kind of thing, just a nice, fun, entertaining, you know, maybe you just need to hang out for lunch or something, but come out and hang, bring your chairs. And the most important thing is please take a tour, and maybe you'll find that forever friend that's needing to go home with you. So that will be October the 5th, and we hope to see some people come out and just visit. We have a lot of people that are very faithful about coming out for our special event, so we want to see our old friends and our new friends that day.
Absolutely. So get out there October 5th for the Shelter Day at the Coffeyville Friends for Animals. Becky, I thank you very much for calling in today and talking about this great event, and also all the animals. I wish I could adopt them all. I definitely wish I did. I love animals so much. But I thank you very much for calling in today.
That's
and talking
right.
about all
thank
those
you
animals.
Thank you for your time, and we'll be talking to you next Thursday then.
All righty. We will see you next Thursday. Again, all that right. is Becky from the Coffeyville for Animals. So, again, head out there. They are If you head towards Southtown, you'll be able to see them right across from the water treatment plant. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have more open lines. We have open lines the rest of the day. So give us a call at 251-6990, 1-800-252-5443. You are listening to Open Lines right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.